Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crow. How may I help you?
Yeah, I got a charge on my account for $94, I think it was. $96. And from you guys, and I don't know why. I don't order anything, so they canceled it. But I'll make sure I don't get another one.
Okay. Can I start by getting your zip code so I can pull up your account?
96057.
All right. And can I have your first and last name?
Susan Davis.
Okay, can I get you to verify the address for me?
Post Office Box 48, McLeod.
Okay, your account just pulled up, and I do see where there was an attempted charge for $96.42. Now, that was for the Lunactive skincare product. It was an eye serum and a face cream. Do you recall ordering that at all?
No.
All right, hold on. Yeah, these charges were made on the 19th of December, and they were $6.45 shipping and handling. You say you don't recall ordering that?
No.
Okay.
I didn't order it. I don't know why I got it. I don't know. Anyway, the credit card company canceled it, and they wanted me to call and see if I could get a cancellation number from you.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel this account on my side. And I can't give you a cancellation number, but since this is, since you said you did not order these two products, this could be a case of fraud, and I can transfer you over to the fraud department.
A case of what?
Of fraud.
Okay. So no cancellation number.
Oh, I said I can't give you a cancellation number.
Yeah.
Okay, C as in Charlie.
What?
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263.
263.
394.
394.
668.
668. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So give me one moment. Wait, okay. Go ahead.
Well, this stuff came today, but I didn't order anything.
Okay. Just give me one moment. All right.
All right. This isn't this stuff.
All right, ma'am, I'm now transferring you over to the fraud department. I thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great day, okay?
Okay.